Hey, Rach. I was just coming over here to, Oh, wait, I don't have to lie to you. You don't live here anymore. I'm eating their food. What are you doing?
Ross is on a date with my sister. They shut the drapes 2.5 hours ago.
Whoa, I didn't know we could date your sister.
Joey, we know you steal our food.
Okay.
The drapes still closed, honey?
Yeah, and you know who should have shut their drapes is a perverted old couple 2 doors over.
Is that a swing?
Oh, don't even.
I can't believe Ross was going out with Rachel's sister. When Chandler made out with my sister, I was mad at him for 10 years.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, you got 5 years left.
Joey.
You want to make it 6?
So how was your big date last night?
It was okay. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's fun?
Yeah.
Great.
So did you guys hit it off?
I guess so.
So did anything happen? Because rumor has it you guys shut the drapes.
No, nothing happened. I shut the drapes to show her slides of my favorite fossils.
Oh, slides. So really nothing happened.
Something could have happened. All right, she really dug my slides. And she was definitely giving me the vibe.
My. Was it the please don't show me another picture of a trilobite vibe?
Anyway, if she wasn't into me, why would she ask me out again?
She asked you out again?
Yeah, uh-huh. Tomorrow night, Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year. Who knows what could happen? I might not be shutting my drapes to show her my slides, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I can't. I'll not go with the you and my sister thing, okay? I just can't. It's just too weird, all right? I imagine the two of you together, I just freak out.
Okay,
it freaks me out.
Okay,
and I can't do it.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, it's too weird for you. I won't see her again.
Thank you.
I mean, after tomorrow night.
No, please, Ross. I can't do it.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell her tonight I can't see her anymore. You want me to call her right now?
Oh, no. I mean, come on, that's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. So what's going on with you? What is going on with you?
Well, I may be teaching another class this semester.
Yeah, do it now. Call her right now.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
You know what's sadder than this? Bambi. I cried for 3 days with that movie. No, wait, 2. Because on the 3rd day, my mother killed herself, so I was partly crying for that.
Well, see, now that I can see crying over, but Bambi is a cartoon.
You didn't cry when Bambi's mother died?
Yes, it was very sad when the guy stopped drawing the deer.
You know, Chandler, there's nothing wrong with crying. You don't have to be so macho all the time.
Macho?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I guess I just never really cried, you know? I'm not a crying kind of guy.
Come on, man. There's got to be something that gets you choked up. Like, what if you saw a 3-legged puppy?
I'd be sad, sure, but I wouldn't cry.
Okay, what if the puppy said, "Help me, Chandler. All the other puppies pick on me."
Cry? I just found a talking puppy. I'm rich. Oh,
I've got it. Pictures from your childhood. This will get you going good. All right, what's going on there?
Oh, that's Parents' Day, first grade. That's me with the janitor, Martin.
Where are your parents?
Oh, they didn't want to come.
Oh, Chandler. Poor thing.
So that story doesn't make you cry?
No, look, I don't cry. It's not a big deal, okay?
No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. You're dead inside.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are you Phoebe Buffay?
Yeah.
Can I get your autograph? I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, you're my biggest fan? I've always wanted to meet you. Hi. Sure, yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot. I just want to say, I think you're really talented.
You're just saying that because you're my biggest fan. Joey, listen. Take good care of that guy, okay? He's a fan. Bye.
So, you saw me on Days of Our Lives, huh? Want me to do a little Dr. Drake Remore for you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. But I just got Phoebe Buffay's autograph.
Oh, you're Phoebe's fan.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all her movies.
Movies?
That was Phoebe Buffay, the porn star.
I don't think so.
No, it was. She was in Sex Toy Story 2. Lawrence of Arabia. And I got her autograph.
The guys at the comic book store aren't going to believe this.
Gunther. Hey, don't let that guy in here anymore. He just said Phoebe's a porn star.
Well, I wouldn't call her a star, but she's really good. You should check out Inspector Gadget.
Hey. You'll never believe what just happened. Ross just totally blew me off, and he didn't even tell me why.
Oh, well. You know what, honey? The best thing to do to get over a guy is to start dating someone else. Oh, there is this great guy you will just love at work named Bob. He's a real up-and-comer in human resources.
You know, thanks for trying to cheer me up, but I'm not going to date some random guy from your work.
Not random. Bob.
It's probably because I'm not mature enough or smart enough. Maybe he doesn't like the way I dress. No, that can't be it. It's really got to be the smart thing. I'm so stupid. I'm just this, like, incredibly pretty, stupid girl.
No, honey. Okay. Okay, do you want to know why Ross canceled the date? Because I asked him to.
You asked him to?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you're my sister, and Ross and I have this huge history.
I don't understand. You want to go out with Ross?
No.
You don't want him, but you don't want me to have him?
You know Bob and human resources.
I cannot believe you did this to me. You had me doubting how smart I was. You had me doubting my fashion sense.
This is not that big a deal. You just don't date Ross. There's a million other guys out there.
Hey, you have no right to tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I am telling you what not to do.
Why are you always so jealous of me?
Joe, this is not about me being jealous of you. This is about you being a brat, wanting what you can't have.
Can't have? Excuse me. The only thing I can't have is dairy.
All right. Well, you just blew your chances at dating Bob.
Who?
With human resources! I am jealous of her? I mean, who does she think she is? Princess Caroline?
You're jealous of Princess Caroline?
Do I have my own castle?
Hey, Phoebe's not here, is she?
No.
Oh, great. Did you get a movie?
Yeah. But, I don't think it's the kind you're gonna like.
You didn't get more movies that are gonna have us reaching for the tissues all night, did you?
Sort of.
Guys, what's going on?
Phoebe's a porn star!
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Here. Phoebe Buffay in Buffay the Vampire Lair.
Oh my God! That's Phoebe. Where did you get that?
Well, down at the adult video place on Bleecker. And I saw Joey was about to go in, so I ran in ahead of him to surprise him. And then, then I pretended that I didn't know he was in there.
Wow. I mean, I can't believe this. You know, I mean, you think you know someone. Even Phoebe, who's always been somewhat of a question mark.
Hmm.
This is so bizarre. I guess it kind of makes sense, though. She, you know, she had such a terrible childhood.
I had a terrible childhood, and I don't do porn.
Yes, but you're dead inside.
Well, I better take that back.
Well, why? Why?
We can't watch that. I mean, that's Phoebe.
Yeah, you're right. We can't. We shouldn't watch that.
Absolutely right. Not. That'd be back.
You know, maybe a little bit. How about just the first half?
Hey, no, this is wrong, you guys. Phoebe's our friend.
But I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. Good for you, Joe.
Ah, I thought I'd find you here, Nosferatu.
You fair? Are you going to plunge your stake into my dark places?
Actually, I was kind of hoping it would be the other way around.
Hold on a second. What is that on her ankle?
Her ankle is what you're watching?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh, you just stop moving.
Just doing her job.
You sick bastard.
It's a tattoo. That's weird. Phoebe,
oh.
Wait, that's Ursula. That's a Phoebe. That is Ursula.
Wait. I can watch that. Rewind it.
Hey.
Oh. What's up?
Oh, my God. What am I doing? Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Chicken soup for the soul?
There's no back to this couch.
Why are you reading this? You hate this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. I figured I'd give it a shot, you know? I mean, maybe one of those stories would make me cry, and then you wouldn't think I was, you know, all dead inside.
Aw, that's so sweet. But Taylor, I don't care if you can't cry. I love you.
Oh, that makes me feel so warm in my hollow tin chest.
Stop it.
No, I mean, come on, seriously. Think about it. We get married, I'm up at the altar, and I'm like this.
I won't care, because I know that you'll be feeling it all in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if we have a baby one day, and the doctor hands it to you in the delivery room, and you don't cry, so what? And if we take him to college and we come home and we see his empty room for the first time, and you got nothing, won't matter to me.
Okay. Well, I won't worry about this anymore then.
Yeah, and you know, if I die from a long illness and you're writing out my eulogy and you open the desk drawer and you find a note from me that says, I will always be with you, and you still can't shed one tiny tear, I know you'll be crying a river inside.
Oh, I love you so
much. What is wrong with you?
What?
Why? You can't shed a tear for your dead wife? I left you a note from the beyond.
So you didn't mean any of that?
No, you robot!
You damn kids, you ring my bell one more time! I swear to...
Jill, that's just a little game I play with the kids down the hall. They've really taken a liking to me. What's the matter?
Rachel and I had a really big fight. Can I come in? I mean, I know we're not supposed to see each other anymore, and I'm okay with that. This is, I don't know anybody in the city, and I really need somebody to talk to about it.
Well, of course. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
but you know what might really cheer me up?
What?
Seeing some more of your super cool slides.
Well, Wow, really?
Totally, I love them. And maybe you could finish telling me about all the different kinds of sand.
I'd love to. Here, you wait right here. I'll go get the projector and my notes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ross. You're such a good friend.
Oh.
Hey, have you guys seen Jill? I can't find her anywhere.
No, I haven't.
Well, is Ross home? Maybe I'll just call him, see if he's actually seen her. Who is it?
It's Phoebe.
Hey.
Oh, God. So you're making porn movies?
No, I'm not.
You're still rolling.
You're making one right now.
Let's go, Phoebe.
And you're using my name.
Yeah, can I help you with something?
Phoebe, come on.
Look, I'm talking right now. You
mean her. You know, twin stuff is always a real big seller.
What?
Yeah, I could talk them into giving you, like, $30.
No! No way! No! And stop using my name! And shame on you! And shame on all of you! You're disgusting! Especially you with that!
Slides are almost ready.
Yeah. Oh, I know what this is missing. Alcohol.
Okay, well, there's wine in the kitchen.
Oh, great.
Hello.
What is my sister doing there, and why are the drapes shut?
Okay, Rich, calm down, okay? She's really upset. We're just talking.
Ross, I think she's trying to make something happen with you to get back at me.
Oh, so that's the only reason she could be here, huh? It couldn't have anything to do with the fact that maybe I'm a good listener and I put on a great slideshow.
Ross, I am telling you, she is using you to get back at me.
You know what? I think I can take care of myself. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. What? That was your sister, actually. She thinks you're just using me.
So?
Hey. So, I just came from the company Ursula works for.
Oh, no, not you too.
No, I just went to pick up Phoebe Buffet's checks. There were a lot of them.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I won't have to go back there anymore because I gave them my correct address.
That's great, but isn't it going to bother you that people still think you're a porn star?
Oh, no, no. I know how to handle it.
Good.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out where you know me from? All right, I'll give you a hint. From porn. Okay. Yeah, you're perfect. See?
Yeah.
You may have been right about Jill.
Oh, I knew it. What happened?
She kissed me.
What? You kissed?
Maybe we should give them some privacy.
Shh!
Look, I tried not to kiss her, okay?
Right, it doesn't sound like it. I mean, it's pretty easy not to kiss someone. You just don't kiss them. See, look at us right now, not kissing.
Let me finish, okay? She started kissing me, and I didn't stop it. I guess I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that's right, you weren't thinking. You know what? Let me give you something to think about.
But then I started thinking, and I stopped the kissing.
Oh, well, thank you for taking your tongue out of my sister's mouth long enough to tell me that.
Look, I realize that if anything were to happen with me and Jill, then nothing could ever happen with us.
What?
No, I mean, look, I don't know if anything is ever going to happen with us again, ever. But I don't want to know that it never could. So I stopped it, and she got mad and broke my projector.
How? I
I don't even know what to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, are you crying?
I just don't see why those two can't work things out.
All right, I'm leaving, because I'm not going to spend one more day with someone who's out to sabotage my every move. That's you, Rachel.
Yeah, I got that.
And you. I throw myself at you and you say no? How gay are you?
You take care, Jill.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
I can't believe Jill's gone. I can't help it. I opened a gate.